As the state legislature's session was drawing to a close last night, it was moving closer to protecting New York's public school teachers from potentially unfair evaluations tied to the rocky rollout of Common Core standards. Legislation that Governor Cuomo introduced Thursday would change how test scores are used in evaluations and prevent teachers deemed ineffective or developing from facing termination or being denied tenure based solely on student test scores. Because linking test scores to teacher ratings was part of the Race to the Top program, there was concern the state might lose up to $292 million in federal funds. Teachers Union President Karen McGee wasn't worried.
The Race to the Top money should not be in danger. The Secretary Duncan has the ability to create a waiver for any kind of circumstance like this.
The changes would apply to the school year ending this month and the 2014-15 school year. McGee believes the implementation of Common Core was poorly handled for both students and teachers.
Well, what happened was that the testing component was put in place before the actual Common Core was implemented. So you were testing students on things that actually weren't even taught.
She hailed the measure that was expected to be approved as the legislative session wound down.
It'll ensure that no teacher is unfairly dismissed or treated in an unfair way as a result of flawed data. And I think that's a good day for teachers. And at the end, it's a good day for students because we have some tremendously effective teachers whose scores do not reflect accurately what they're doing.
For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.